I'm at Forrester High School in Edinburgh, and I've been joined by Mark Cunningham, and Mark's the curriculum leader for maths and computing at this school. Okay. Afternoon, Mark.
Hi.
Thanks for seeing me, Mark. I'm here this afternoon because I understand you're kind of leading on one of the pilots, the one-to-one pilots that's happening in Edinburgh City, but at your school you're using Android devices. Can you tell us a bit about, or give us an overview of the pilot that you're looking after?
Certainly. As you say, we are piloting an Android tablet rollout. We looked right back at the beginning at what the most appropriate device and operating system would be to go with. We chose tablets because we felt they offered the rich vein of educational apps plus web access, simple, mm-hmm. easy web access, and there are other devices out there we considered, but that seemed the best model to go with. We discussed a platform, and at the time, the two, and still the two main competitors in that zone are iOS and Android. I've always had slight issues with the flexibility of iOS in the classroom, and I think Android offers some benefits as an operating system over that, and I felt that it would be worth having a look at that. But having said all that, I didn't feel then, and I don't feel now, there's a significant difference between the two. At the end of the day, they both more or less offer the same service to the end user. So that was our kind of planning. We looked at those aspects. We are rolling out to our entire S1, or we rolled out to our entire S1 cohort, which was in the region of 140 mm-hmm. students. We wanted to get the tablets in their hands as quickly as possible as they started secondary school, so we had a meeting with them and their parents before the summer holidays, so while they were still primary 7 students. We discussed the aspects of what we were trying to do with this pilot, what we were hoping to gain from a learning and teaching perspective, but also some of the issues that we had to look at in terms of personal safety with these devices.
And acceptable use policy.
Acceptable use policy, absolutely, and e-safety implications mm-hmm. as well. We left that with the parents. We then invited them back into school the first week of term, and we revisited the what we call the homeschool agreement. And once every parent and child signed that, we then distributed the tablets. So effectively, our S1 cohort had an Android tablet in their hands from the first week, second week of S1.
So at the minute, that's what's happening. S1 cohort all have access to an Android tablet. Do they get to take it home?
Absolutely. That's one of the key fundamentals of where we see one-to-one mm-hmm. policy being. We feel that you have to have...
Was there ever any concern about letting them take it home?
Because from this is parents from school?
Even from school. Because this is this deficit view of learners where they can't be trusted with an expensive device. This has been discussed a few times, and always the argument about trusting the learner and making, and this being an integral part of them as a learner, has won the argument and the device has gone home.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there was discussions. You would expect us to have that level of discussion, but I think we were very clear strategically that this would only work if students had this as their device, and we felt very strongly that we feel very strongly that in terms of a one-to-one program, you know, student ownership is at the heart of that. Students have to use these devices as they as any other tool that they take to school with them. So yes, they take it home. They're responsible for ensuring that it's looked after. They're responsible for ensuring that it's kept in its case at all times. Mm-hmm. They're responsible for ensuring that when it comes to school the next day, it's fully charged. They also have the flexibility to install software or apps within the acceptable use policy that they wish to do. So if they want to put Facebook on a device, they can do that. If they want to put a game on the device, they can do that. We believe that we set the acceptable use policy that says, you know, you can do that, but in the classroom environment, you only use the resources that your teacher has allowed you to do.
And how has that been going so far?
In terms of that aspect,
yes,
that's not an issue that has come up at all. We have had issues with devices not being looked after in terms of damage, mm-hmm. but in terms of in the classroom environment, at least to my knowledge, there have been no concerns about students misusing the device in a classroom. I've not heard one instance of that being the case.
Okay, thank you.